Well, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of what our weekend assignment is going to be. Just to give y'all a heads up, we are creeping up on one that I know I have set aside coming up in about 2 weeks, because then we're going to be 100 days. We're about 118 days from the end of the year now.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is this big push for doing something with the last 100 days that you have in the year. 100 days, it's such a nice round number. So just so y'all know, we are going to be anticipating that, making sure we really like lock something in that we wanted to get done for ourselves this year. That is coming. But this weekend, oh, it's so easy. What's your favorite movie, Kevin?
What's my favorite? Smokey and the Bandit.
When was the last time you watched it?
Gosh, it's been years.
You got to watch it this weekend.
Ooh, okay.
That is your assignment. Because when we rewatch our favorite movie, just knowing that you're going to watch it, knowing when your favorite scenes are coming up, whether it's a scary movie, it's a funny movie, a romantic comedy, anything, just knowing what you're getting yourself into and that it's something you're going to enjoy, that triggers a dopamine release. That boosts your mood. That boosts your motivation. Also, your brain, it's something we've talked about before as far as like watching reruns.
Mm-hmm.
It eases the load on your brain because it knows what's coming. So it kind of lowers your cognitive load. You don't have to pay really close attention because you know what's coming next. You know that, oh, I can run and get some popcorn from the kitchen right now, or I can take a little bathroom break, or you can pause it, you know. And a great thing, if you can watch it with somebody else and you can put your phones down, you can experience this emotional ride together, it is going to connect you. People watching movies together have synchronized heart rhythms. It does, even with strangers.
Okay.
This is outside of watching it with somebody that you care about and sharing the same emotions at the same time. It creates stronger social bonds. It creates feelings of closeness. And guess what? It's going to be good for you too, because it can elevate your heart rate into the healthy heart zone for up to 40 minutes, especially if you're watching something exciting like Smokey and the Bandit during those chase scenes.
Yep.
You might find your heart is elevated a little bit. And I always think that there is value to watching your favorite movies with somebody because you learn something about each other. Maybe you're watching somebody else's favorite movie with them. And if you're paying attention, you'll find out, oh, what do they find funny? What is it that draws them to this? You learn something about them, maybe about yourself as well. So maybe this weekend you can watch your favorite movie. I'm ready for it. My internet has been out at my house. We haven't been able to watch anything with whatever it is that we use, a Fire Stick or whatever it is. My mom went to the thrift store yesterday, picked up the Three Amigos DVD and brought it home. I'm going to be watching
and that's
the
Three what you're
Amigos.
Watching.
Oh, the kids are excited. We're going to watch the Three Amigos. It is going to be great. That's my plan this weekend. That's your assignment this weekend. Watch that movie that you know you love. How did you have that? How did you have that ready?
I always have it ready.
You always have it ready?
Yeah. That's my assignment.
That's your
assignment,
I'm getting
assignment, ready for
baby. Get on
hey,
it.
That's been a minute of motivation on Miss Josie. We're going eastbound and down. Don't forget, we got it on the podcast. Download that app, WHR, Star 99.1. And, of course, more details at mystar99.1.com.